friends, welcome back to Your Girl Maddie. I'm Maddie. I'm your host, Maddie. I'm here with my friend, Christina.
Hey, guys.
I'm sorry.
You know, wait.
Disclaimer.
Okay, go.
I've never prepared less for an episode than this episode.
You know, it's okay. Do you want me to say it?
Just say it.
Okay, you guys.
Hi.
You know. Due to popular demand,
correct. We're looking
so much
at
demand,
you, Discord buddies.
Yeah, but particularly L.
Hi L.
You know what? Hi L. You know L. First of all, we want to apologize because we've been keeping a secret from you, and
well,
to the friends
like
of Discord.
So secretive.
Like, we're so secretive.
We're like tickled by how cute we are because we're like keeping it a secret.
We were.
We've kept
we haven't said it yet.
That mm-hmm. we have in fact started my demon.
But wait, yesterday, right?
Yeah, we watched two episodes. It's a through two.
Hi guys, it's a through
hi.
Two.
Hi.
Yeah.
Listen,
hi.
Okay. It's you know, late no, on but Wednesday.
Wait, but,
oh,
but wait, L, you owe us the world. Like, L, you owe us the world. Like,
it really was a globe of the, you know, with a light in it, a lamp with a light in it. Mm-hmm, wait, what's the while you're sleeping quote?
Oh, yeah, that one in the beginning.
But I thought it was the world. You know what? I butchered that quote. That's fine.
It's
hi,
fine.
Guys. Background real quick. It's 10:42 on Wednesday night. I have a cold.
Okay, she has a cold. And, yeah,
this is
and,
real.
Yeah.
And we watched first two episodes of My Demon. We're here to through two. If this is your first episode of Your Girl Maddie, I'm very sorry. This is
like,
unprofessional.
No. We would like to formally apologize.
Yes, please.
Because you're sick. And then also, did I tell you yesterday, I watched the first episode. And then episode two at break. No, at lunch while I'm teaching. No. I dropped off the kids and then during my lunch break, I watched 30 minutes of episode two of My Demon. And
is that when the fish man? No, of
no, no, no. What the fish?
She texts me a video of that scene with the fish man.
Okay, you know,
and she goes, what the fish? Like sums the show up so freaking well.
It's great. You know, and then I, after school or after work, I had to drive to my parents' house. My family, my brother and my sister and her husband are visiting. They'll be here in the state. and then I said to them, I'm like, okay, hi, love you guys, but I gotta be back at this certain time.
This
like,
is important.
I got priorities. This is very important. So
right.
I just feel I just like think, I'm keeping this like deep dark secret.
I just think it's like this show has changed my life, I think. And I just think I need to tell the whole world about
it. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Like, are you being sarcastic?
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay, listen. Okay, listen. I have my first comment. Okay, everyone was telling wait.
Okay,
what?
Go ahead. Okay, no. Talk about. Okay, we can't even formulate sentences.
I told
it's late.
People
it's late.
This is the most informal episode of my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
listen. Yeah, so people were telling me. They were saying, Christina. They were looking at me. They said to me. They said, "Don't
like,
listen. Don't think about Song Kong in the past." They said, this is new Song Kong and you're gonna find him hot. They told me that. I said, but Song Kong, I don't think he's hot. They said, just you will. Okay. I will admit he's kind of hot in the show.
Okay. Great.
I know
everyone's
you don't
gonna
think
be
so.
Everyone's no. gonna be like, I told you so.
Listen, is he, you know, Bae and Hyuk level or Shaggy Town? No. Not even close. Okay. Not okay. Like not in his wildest dreams.
However,
for some reason, it's okay. It's the way the back of his hair sticks out on the side of his face. The back of his wait.
Are you kidding me right now?
Wait. So, I okay, it's like keep you're going. Fine. No, it's like I look at him. I'm like, it's you're fine.
Oh.
His hair's fine, but then okay. What puts me over the edge to me saying, oh no, I actually think you're hot, is the back of his hair, it kind of sticks out on the side.
You mean you find mullets attractive? That's what you're trying to tell me.
Is that what I'm saying?
that's what you're saying.
Please translate this. You're saying. Psychoanalyze. There's something about the back of his hair and when he was sitting in that green suit eating the cake in episode one, I just said to myself, this is fine. You know, I think that's, I said, this is fine. Like I'm
you were,
okay.
Like you were I'm just okay. so happy. Okay. You
I'm
were
okay
like,
with
yay.
It. I think this is great. I was like, this is okay. You know, that was my
his,
personal
like, gelled tips. I felt like they were just, his hair was just like, his, like a if, statue.
If I were to touch it, it would crunch. No doubt.
Like, yeah.
Literally
like some ASMR
zero.
Kind of.
Zero doubt. Like it would just mm-hmm. be like, but if I'm not touching it, I'm just looking at it.
Would you want to touch it though? Would you want to touch it?
It all depends on if there's a different head next to his and I have
you know,
options. If okay. If I have no options, like maybe. if I have more than one option and, you know, a different hair, yeah. a different yeah. better looking head was next to it mm-hmm. and then it was like that head yeah. or Song Kong, yeah. I would say yeah. that other head.
This
but
is,
if,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is very deep. This is so deep.
That was my personal opinions. Now, okay. would I rather push PD Nim against the wall? Yes.
Yes. Nay.
Of course. I think his character is going to be evil. What's that guy's real name? You know, beautiful, long face boy.
We're half asleep, so hot, forgive us.
Sharp chin, long face. PD Nim, home jaw. What? Lick. Must lick face. Yes. Beautiful. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think he's going to be evil. However, I do find him... Can you please stop me, Christina? I'm just talking.
Well, you know, listen. I'm just... Yeah.
How was your experience watching Song Kong so far?
Okay, well, here's the thing. And I know we say, here's the thing, but you know well, us
I think
very well
that's
now.
Our catchphrase, here's the thing.
Like, here's the thing, or listen.
Listen. Okay,
but,
but
they know.
Listen.
Because everyone's saying that this is the greatest drama ever. Okay, we're not... You know us. Like, these people know us, right?
Hi. You know us.
You're drinking your cup of tea or a cup of coffee or
right.
your soju, you know, like I one mean, does.
As they
you
do.
You know, yeah, right. as they do. But we also love to ham shows because that's, I feel like, what we love to do.
We're here to ham it a little bit now.
And also actually talk seriously about it. But because
like
this is like a secret... This was in the works, but no, it's not. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
What? Listen.
How many episodes are there currently? Like, how many do we still have?
I think there's six out, and this weekend will be seven and eight.
Okay, so we'll have to catch up. We've only watched one and two, and I'm intrigued. Like, I want to know more.
Oh,
I do.
Same.
I do. Like, I know, I think you and I, we're going to binge it and guess who's going to be so happy. Like, she's going to do like a happy dance. Like, I can't wait to see and hear and
our dearest friend, Elle.
Hi, Elle.
Hi,
here
Elle.
We are. I know. Okay. I know. She's been waiting.
I feel like Elle is like, if people, like, we talk about Elle so much. We love you, Elle. Hi, Elle.
We love you, Elle.
But
anyway, no, but.
Listen.
What was I saying? I forgot because I was just like so excited to talk about Elle.
It's just fun. Here's the thing. We do. I did like this show. So
I do
far.
Too. I do.
It's ridiculous. It's
and it's very dramatic.
Yes.
Like with
I mean
it's the stairs like the camera zooms in and then it's with the music on top. Do you
I mean
what
okay
I mean?
Yes and when okay. he does his demon thing, it's pretty hot. I think
I'm
and
not there yet.
That's okay.
But
I can take your time.
I understand.
Okay, listen. But I find those scenes very dramatic and very intriguing. When he was like reaping the souls and, you know, all that, I was like, okay, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we got the modern stuff thrown in too, where there's just a lot going on. And she is fabulous. She's just walking around looking fabulous all the time.
Yeah. She's very confident, but also I feel like she's a little, what's the word? Like a little cocky a little bit, too.
And like, kind of like, I feel like she feels out of her league in this big corporate thing, but she's just trying to like keep her head above water and like not show people her fears. Right?
Dohi.
Dohi. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And then we then find out that like it was her grandma or someone that she's very close to. And then they were waiting for a family picture. And then she comes late and she's not even related to the family, but she is is she the CEO?
I think she's the CEO of at least part of this company of some sort. Because then like that one sister, well, okay, it was the grandma, eternal almighty grandma lady's daughter. Mm-hmm.
Eternal grandma.
Exactly.
No, she's eternal Hominy,
who's in every grandma. She's grandma of every K-drama grandma. Grandma K-drama.
You know what? K-drama grandma. Let's just call it K-drama. K-drama grandma. K-drama grandma.
I just think her name is K-drama grandma.
That's her name.
Or Good Boys.
That's her name.
Good Boys Hominy, because I saw her in Startup before anything else. Mm-hmm.
She was so good in that.
But yeah.
K-drama grandma.
The K-drama grandma's daughter is like over the fashion-y side, I think. So I don't know what Dohi is actually over, but something important sounding-ish. And the grandma only likes her. She doesn't like her children.
Yeah.
But she
doesn't like anyone. She thinks, I think she thinks they all have a stick up their booty patootie.
She does think that. They also might. I think she's fine with Petey Nim, though. She seems...
Yeah. And you know what? I'm fine with Petey Nim.
I'm not upset about Petey Nim. And I'm not, you know,
but
what
I think he's going to be bad, though.
If he goes evil, then I think I'll be okay with that, too. Because then we get to see him looking evil, which is hot as well.
Yeah.
So
Did you watch Bloodhounds?
No, but I should have.
Oh, my gosh. No, you shouldn't have, because you would be dead. Like, you honestly would be dead.
Death by Petey Nim.
No,
I
like
so.
No, him, but the other one. You would die. You would.
No,
honestly...
I don't think the other one's cute. The other one's that guy from Little Women.
No, that absolutely not. No, that's not who it is.
Who am I thinking of? Who is in Bloodhounds with him?
Oh my gosh, where have you been? You guys make her watch Bloodhounds.
No, it's guy from Little Women, and the secondary male lead from Romance is a bonus book.
No, that's not him.
It's not him?
No. No.
Short ad break for me to look up the other male lead in Bloodhounds.
Oh, you would love
Someone
him.
Someone shout it over the
He is
over the air and tell me.
Oh my gosh, he is
It's not. I know who you're talking about. Woo Do-hwan. No, I don't think he's cute either. That guy's from Tempted.
No, you have to watch him in Bloodhounds.
No, you're right. It's not who I was thinking of. You're right.
I know.
All right, back to our regularly scheduled content of My Demon.
Very important.
Listen, if you are actually listening to this episode to know if you should watch My Demon, first of all, as we said, I'm sorry. Second of all.
But also, most people that are going to be listening to it.
They don't care.
They've already listened.
Exactly.
And they know more than us.
They know more than us.
We're just blabbing.
Just come along for the ride, everybody. Yeah, so the female lead is the CEO of this company. Male lead is a demon. Okay, we come to learn, though, dude is losing his demon powers, and he's about to self-combust.
Is that before...
That's intense.
Before him and her meet?
Sorry, I'm going out of order. That's what happens at the end of episode 2.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. I'm like...
All right, well, here we go. They meet when... when the female
You're really good.
I'm very good at podcasting. They meet when the female lead is like, I'm going on a blind date. And her grandma's like, you better or something. I'm not taking care of my health. And she said, fine. So she shows up, and who's there but Mr.
You acted that so well.
Thank you.
Good job.
That was honestly
back. Maddie's back.
I'm back. So she shows up and she's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm wearing a green suit. You not see my hair sticking off the side of my head. Mm-hmm. It's not really appealing to you. And she's like, I'll be here for 30 minutes. That's freaking it. I'm done. I don't want to be here. Okay. Then they just talk on the date.
I really like that voice.
Thank you. Then the date's over.
Okay, go ahead.
And she is flustered because she thinks he's a hottie with a body.
She is whipped from the first second. She's whipped. And that's what I don't... Yeah. Okay, like, she is right. So... He, I don't think so yet, but she... No. Day one already.
She is like, wow.
Because also, like, with, I know I'm going to jump a little bit, but she kind of is not being a little smart towards the end of episode two. Like, what are you doing?
Well, he pushed her off a bridge. What do you expect?
He did that, but before that,
she
like got in the car with him and he's like grabbing her arm. Yeah,
and then she's like really okay with kind of being like brought to like a very dark alley.
Yeah,
potentially be pushed off a bridge. Is pushed off a bridge. Now, to her defense, she did then say, "Please stop hanging out with me. I think you're a bad influence. You pushed me off a bridge." I think that's a good move.
That is,
Christine. I truly hope if someone were to push you off a bridge, you would have the same reaction.
Mm-hmm. I don't
care.
I would
how. Crispy his hair is
like I don't
I just need well, you to be done with him
I would
okay
I would I think as, I would be no I would
okay well good great so basically the demon works at a cultural arts center
but wait how crispy is that hair though
well time will tell
okay great keep okay. going
It kind of deflated when he got in the water so I guess that's like
okay but wait
we know a little more about it than we
wait.
Did
Wait, are we gonna bring up?
Can we please
Waterworld right now?
Waterworld. This is K-drama Waterworld. Everyone lives in Waterworld. Rowoon lives there. Also,
but there's a lot of Waterworld going on right now.
No, everyone lives in Waterworld.
Yeah,
every K-drama. They and fall in the water. One person sinks. I just want. For once in my life, I want them to both be able to just to swim immediately. But that's not the case. One of them has to sink. You must sink. Mm-hmm. That's like a qualifier to be in Waterworld. The second one has to question, should I swim down and grab the hand of this person or should I just leave them? The questioning is important.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they also contemplate like while in the water for some time and then they think about it.
By then, as the viewer, we are sufficiently anxious. Because we can't hold our breath this long. They decide to swim down. They have to grab them with just one hand. Do you know
just one. Not one. Not like both. Not with your whole body. No, one.
I think I would like haul this person over my shoulder to try to drag them out of the water. You just grab them with one hand. It has to be slow, despite the fact that we're losing air. And they bring them to the surface. I think this...
How is the water so deep? Like, why is it? Because it's like in the middle of Seoul. And is that water that deep?
I mean, I just think it needs. Mm. There needs to be an end to this madness. There needs to be no more scenes unless we just turn into mermaids and just be done with it.
What did I say earlier? I texted you this. What did I say? What was I saying? It was just like, okay, when are they going to turn into mermaids? Because. Yeah, no. This one was very long. There was two scenes. The first scene when they were just like in the water. He's just there. His hair, you know, I noticed that it wasn't crispy anymore though. Like it wasn't.
It like deflated. It like melted. So yeah, that's.
But then it had.
And then he gets out and he's like, "What's your deal?" And she's like, "You freaking pushed me in the water. Like, are you serious?" And he's like, "What?" So pretty swoony overall, honestly.
You think he's swoony? I'm not hoping he's swoony.
It's just his hair. It's really is it his face? No, I think it's his hair. I think if he were to not have that hair, I might not feel that way.
And also, I think some people like I think Elle. This is her first Song Kong drama, so you know they don't. I had PTSD from Love Alarm. That's probably what all of us did.
We truly all did.
But I'm taking that out of the equation. I did love him in Navallera. But other than that, yeah. I don't find him, but it's fine. I like the premise, and I think we need to watch more to know more, because I feel like they're still, even after episode two, they're still developing the plot. And not,
oh, for sure. Because
it's on the synopsis. No, it's not even done. I know in the synopsis, it's like a contract marriage, which we love that, right?
Yeah, that's not happened yet.
No. So, and I heard about this, and I've seen clips of a tango scene. I heard that's very swoony.
I've heard of the tango scene.
So I'm waiting.
Word is out.
Mm-hmm, word is out. Tango. Takes two to tango.
Word on the street. Like, word on the street.
Like, noted.
Yeah. Okay. Episode two is all about, well, she gets kidnapped at the end of episode one. Girl gets kidnapped.
Which, and that guy's face falls off. Like, he had a mask on his mask. Creepy. I was like, okay.
She gets kidnapped. The kidnapper is like, this is because of your grandmother. And she's like, oh, well, what's up, grandma? What? K-drama grandma, what's going on? That's what she's...
K-drama grandma, yo.
Why? So then, yeah, she falls in water, as many do. Well, okay, the demon comes and rescues her, like, full-on goblin, you know, Gongyu mode right now. Rescues her.
People are making that reference, but no.
Yeah, you think it's a very unfair comparison?
It's very unfair.
The demon rescues her. He's like... This guy is literally coming at her with a knife and actively coming at her. And the demon's like, yeah, actually, like, pause real fast. Like, you have to make a deal with me if I'm going to help you. And she's like, fine. Okay. Did you notice that right when they made the deal, he loses his powers? It wasn't even with the tattoo. Right?
I didn't notice that. No,
because
I didn't.
Because doesn't that guy drive the car at them that moment? Like,
yes.
And then, the demon, like, snaps his fingers. The demon snaps his fingers, and the car, it doesn't work. His powers don't work immediately. And that's why they jump into the water. The demon was just going to stop the car.
Didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Holy moly, that's good.
Smart. Wow. Thank you. So, the demon loses powers immediately when they make a deal. Hopefully, they'll explain that plot point later. They fall into the water, and then she gets his tattoo. Dang. I mean, we didn't state earlier that he had a tattoo, but he had a tattoo on his wrist. Gave him
not
demon
the
powers.
Butterfly tattoo from
different.
Nevertheless.
Different. Yeah.
I haven't seen that, but I do know that.
That's a thing. cross tattoo on his wrist. She has it. He's freaking out. So episode two, he's freaking out. She has it. Apparently, if he holds her wrist, he then gets his powers back.
He, like, grabs it very hard. I know, like, maybe there's a reason why he does that.
He loses demon powers. And then we learn that he's going to spontaneously combust if he, like, doesn't condemn enough people in, like, a certain span of time. He has this big demon book that's, like, very ominous.
It looks like a diary that's, like, old. And it says demon on it. Like, wow.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Like fifth grade.
What?
Demon. You know,
okay.
Like, you go to the pizza parlor and you get, right. You, like, get your coins and you push and you want, like, a sticker and you just, yeah. Like, put demon.
It's that. Do you know what it reminded me of? You know in Princess Diaries when she has that locket and you open the locket and it opens the journal from her dad?
That's
and the
literally
letter
from what
her
I'm
dad
thinking
fell
of.
Out? That's exactly what I thought about when I saw
that's
the demon book.
That's what it is.
That in a mixture of that one book from Harry Potter that literally screams and you have to put chains around it.
Oh, yes.
It's a mixture of those two books. I think that's it.
Just with...
Yeah.
Minus the screams.
Okay. With the word demon on it. Like, he reads in the demon book that if he doesn't condemn enough people, he literally, like, he's done for. He, like, burns alive or something.
Okay. But yes. So we know that something happens. And when do the fish in hell...
Right. Oh.
Like, we need to take a moment.
I just think it's not important to the plot, but it's, like, the most important thing that I've ever seen in this show so far was that scene of the fish head.
Did you see that the fish had, like, a Joseon hat on?
This is why I watch K-dramas. Why? Do you know what the worst part about that was, Christina?
You know,
I watched it and I didn't even think anything of it until you texted me that video. And I said, what is wrong with me that I watched that scene and didn't like flinch, and I just like moved on with my life.
And you know, if anyone wants to rewatch that scene, you know, I got you covered. It's episode 2,
right?
Minute 43, 8 seconds.
As it should be. Is that the actual timestamp? You know that is.
Because I honestly, uh-huh. All of a sudden I see this guy and he's like, it's all red. And he goes, why is it red here? And then the next scene is this fish with a Josin hat, like Josin hat fish or Ramun hat. You know, like I don't
Josin hat fish or Roman like, hat fish. Like, this is you a know, really that's rough.
Really, that's a really rough decision.
I don't
really
know what one actually. It's a tough one. It's a toughie.
But wait,
Roman hat fish literally any day of the week.
Like, let me just show you the picture because it just is. I just think like, I don't.
You're listening at home, please go to episode 2, minute marker 43 in 8 seconds.
Check. Because and, like,
look at that.
He has a Josin hat on.
Yeah, and then he
is
does.
Is that a sword from hell? I think that's a sword.
I can literally hear the King's Affection OST as we speak.
Okay, it's 4 minute. No, actually, I got it wrong. Everyone, go to episode 2. Then go to 43. Minute 43, 20 seconds.
But you can
do it before him. You know?
We were almost 12 seconds off. I'm really thankful fixed
the
that.
The funny is, you know what? A lot of people really didn't notice that. They just went on with their day. But I could not. You know how I am. I find the weirdest things that
I have one or two questions about Fish Boy. How did he make a new deal with Mr. Song Kong and that he didn't how did he get out of Fish Hell? This is my question. And how is he now
his secretary? So is Fish Boy the one that he met back in the day?
Yeah, he's original Fish Boy.
Yes, and then he keeps getting reincarnated, right?
He did, but I thought when they went to Fish Hell, they just didn't get to be reincarnated. So I just have a question.
It just was really red down there.
It sure was. Well, now he is in the normal world of being Song Kong's secretary, and he seems very casual with this demon. I guess he's just unafraid of him. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's that crazy girl that's a dancer. I think she's going to be a really annoying.
She's already annoying.
She's already not great.
Like she, what are you doing?
And that her dance at the end of 2 where she's like playing with those swords. And then suddenly every single person in the show has the evil edit all at once. I was I mean, most of them already knew were evil, but.
I'm just hoping because I know PD Nim and everyone. PD Nim is we already talked about him, but that's not even his name.
He's the nephew. What?
Yeah, he's the nephew, but we call him
K Drama Grandma's nephew. Yeah.
K Drama Grandma nephew. Okay. We do find out later though. I think he has a thing for Dohi.
Oh, he loves her.
He just loves her. So.
Well, or he just is evil and he's pretending to love her.
No, it didn't seem like that, but we'll see.
Okay. I have a question.
We'll see. Yes.
What's K-Drama Grandma hiding?
Oh, I don't know.
Something about when Dohi's parents died. No, there was that flashback with Dohi's parents, and she had a Blackberry, and she was it was a dated flashback, you could tell. And Dohi's parents, someone was dying, and K-Drama Grandma was there?
K-Drama Grandma. Yeah, I don't know.
Hard to say.
That the same as, because also is that connected to that one man that was trying to get information from Dohi in the bathroom? Is that her actual dad?
Oh my gosh, I thought that was her dad too. And then I was like, is her dad not dead?
But then, yeah.
Or was that, great point. Because I thought the same thing. The dad might be dead. That bathroom was very dimly lit and just looked really gross.
But
he was not doing well.
And then was this the same guy that changed his face too? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I don't know. The guy that went to the theater and peeled his face off and was
That was so...
And then he lured that like tenant in, or not tenant. What is he? He's the person that he rents from. What are they? Oh, whatever, yes. They call them.
Yes.
And he definitely killed
his
him.
Landlord.
I mean, landlord. Thank you. He definitely did not treat this man well. We can assume things.
Yeah.
So he just seems like a pretty standard K-drama stalker to me. Like, I'm not too worried about him. He will meet his demise. He's just going to have some shenanigans in the meantime that I really probably don't need. But this is the way K-dramas are.
I just think, though, with Song Kong, or what's his name? What's his actual name in the show?
Oh, Gu-won? Important details.
Yeah, that we don't know.
Chung Gu-won.
Gu-won. Okay, so with Gu-won, I know, I don't think he's in it to win it yet. Like, he's not with Do-hee.
Yeah, it's the same. Isn't that the same name from Cheer Up?
Yes, that's why I get confused. I keep looking. Yeah, but this one is Do-do-hee.
Do-do-hee, which is like opposite of He-do. Do-hee?
Yes.
Na-hee-do.
Oh, he. Na-hee-do.
Oh. We're like basically native Koreans.
Like, we're
at this
native.
Point.
Wait,
I think we know everything.
Wait. Are you ready?
What?
Bantan Soyeon Jo-hae-yo.
Oh, they 17 Jo-hae-yo. That was like really good. Chareso.
Oh man,
these are all really good points. Any other points about my demon that need to be brought up, or
I just think that I'm hoping to see him more soon. I feel like from what I've seen, he will be. He doesn't do it for me, but I'm still intrigued and I still want to watch the show.
Right.
And
I, you know, give
the people what they want.
I've already told you, Christina, capture this feeling, because this is how I feel towards Park Seo-joon, the way you feel towards Song Kang. So I just want to like make that aware. It's like you, I know you're fine, but it's just, this is
exactly
how I feel.
And right. I respect that. Like, I know that you don't find Park Seo-joon attractive, which
Park
you guys, wow.
And Jae-woo-sik and
Jae-woo-sik.
Isn't that the, I'm singing
oh,
the.
Oh no, I thought, I said, why are you saying that? Song. No, I thought you were saying he's not attractive either. I'm like,
I'm just singing the Woogus God song.
Okay, oh yeah.
Peak Boy.
Sorry.
I forgot to mention Peak Boy. That's a,
and we have
that's a Chicken Chat original song.
You know, that's
I think
a
we
great
should drop
song.
A record. We can sing that song. That's our only song we've written.
We forgot, wait,
but
we
can sing that song.
Tay-Tay. We forgot Tay-Tay, who's now in
the
military.
And. Park Hyung-sik and
Peak
Boy. That's our EP, the Woogus Squad song. Okay,
what episode is that? They're having a contract of marriage.
I think you can say it.
I can't say it.
They're having a contract in marriage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that's a plot point.
And he, I think, will just be near her at all times. She won't mind it, obviously. She's whipped. No. She's already whipped. He's not yet. And so I think we're going to see him develop those feelings, because she already has them. Like, she already does.
Absolutely. So. We'll see. People who have watched all six so far are still freaking out about it. So at least the first six apparently are good.
Yeah. So. Are you going to watch the next one right now?
Probably.
Me too.
Yeah, great.
So
this
we
is a really good plan.
Like, this is like great. I'm gonna
drive to Cookout and get a hamburger and come
back.
Oh,
you should. You should, actually.
Is
that different than Culver's?
Oh yeah, Cookout's like the ghetto Culver's. It's open every hour of the day. And
wait, we go to that?
No, I just brought you to. I don't think I brought you to Cookout. If you're in the South, you know what. You know what's up. you get me. It's like, so,
what was that hand motion?
That was me.
What
and
was
people,
that hand so good?
People from
hand
the South,
signal.
They give me.
Is that how they talk too? Wow.
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you for listening, everybody. I hope that this really just tickled you in all the best ways.
You know, like, this is a warm hug, and we're watching it. We're finally watching it. We're going to watch it, and we will
this
be up to
it.
Date. And, you know, for who needs to thank us? L. Because now
conclusion.
She'll be like, yeah, in conclusion, Elle,
we finally
you better
named,
love us forever.
We finally named K-drama grandma, and you're welcome, L. I think that's the conclusion of this episode. Thanks.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
And that's how
As
it's
always,
done.
Christina, it's been a freaking pleasure.
You know what? It's been a pleasure. What? Like, listen. You know, I'm just like, I just listen. Love you.
I just I love you too. And I just love everyone listening. Like, I just I love want, you guys. I also just wanted to be aware, like, I really am not high on cold medicine. I'm just really tired. This is why I am. I know you've been wondering this entire time.
And also it's late, and also you're a little sick, but we decided to do this because, you know, surprise.
Peak boy. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
And annyeong.
Annyeong. Oh. Bye.